Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Ledette Randolph. I'm editor-in-chief of Plowshares Magazine, and I'm going to be the moderator today for our One City, One Story discussion. Before that starts, though, I have some things I need to mention. I've got to put my glasses on to do it. First of all, if you have a cell phone, would you please turn that off? And then also, the book festival is very interested in your feedback. So if you have not filled out a survey, please do so. You can find those on your seats. If you can't find one on your seat, they're online. You can win an iPad if you fill this out, so I recommend that you do it. And after the discussion this afternoon, Anna will be signing copies of her book. There will be two lines outside here, one for buying and one for signing. So be sure you're in the right line. Okay, so I'm super excited today about talking about this book with all of you. And Anna is here with us. Anna is a really exciting new young writer. She has a new novel called The Little Bride out. It's getting lots of good press. And she's here today with us, but we're not going to talk to her for a while. So I want you just to pretend like I didn't tell you that. We're just going to talk among ourselves for about 20 minutes, and then I'll give you a chance to talk to her. So to start things off, I just want to mention that I love this story. I thought it was complex and interesting. I was part of the committee that chose it. Right away, it stood out to me as a story that had a lot to talk about, a lot of meaty issues here. I'm from Nebraska, so I grew up with cows, and I grew up as far from the sea as I can get. So I'm depending on all of you to kind of your insights to help me understand some of those things about this story that I can't grasp about lobsters and lobstermen and the sea. So I hope you'll all be really brave and talk a lot. So does somebody want to start maybe this afternoon talking about the story? Maybe I'll give a synopsis first. So this is a story, there's a kind of framing story about the narrator, Marcella, who is a recent widow. Her husband, Bobby, has just died. And her relationship with Emma, a neighbor girl. And then there's a kind of, Russian nesting dolls. There's another story within that story, the backstory about her husband, Bobby, and a terrible thing that he and three of his fellow lobstermen in their gang did on February 6th, 1978, at the beginning of a blizzard. They murdered a man, another lobsterman, named Tom Lanza. So that's kind of how the story works. But there's so much more, right? So what is this story about? Does anybody want to have a shot at that? No? Yeah. Could we get a mic over here? Sorry.
Thank you. You asked, what is the story about?
Yes.
When I first read the story, I mean, I was amazed because this is a very, very small book. And I'm saying to myself, how could this be so complicated? I mean, this is just a tiny book. I had to go back and read it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And my question to myself when I first read it was, is this about lobstering? Is this about fishermen? Is this about ethnicity? Like, really, that's a very good question. What was the story about? And when this Tom Lanza, this character in the book, and the hatred that the other people had for this gentleman, I never could figure out what is that about. And they seem to make a point about his Italianism, so which obviously led me to believe that he was not a native of their group. That so again, it raised the question: is this about racism? What is it about, really? But when they raised that point, they made that point. They even wrote it like E-Y-E, so it was obviously like very sarcastic about this person. And they seemed to have this great resentment that he seemed to have a wonderful attitude and everything seemed to work out right for him. So it was a very complex book, I thought, but I thought it was, very well written, very interesting. And at my book club, we had a wild discussion about all of these characters.
That's great. So, yeah, well, thank you so much for that. And I definitely think you're right. There are themes of insider and outsider issues, that kind of confrontation. Did anyone else see something? Yeah. Could you wait for the mic? I'm sorry.
I think just being different, and also with the difference, they also hated him but were jealous of his difference. I felt like the part where he was on the boat and they were describing him, that he was almost an affront to them, because even though he was different, he had some of the core things they saw with their grandparents, their grandfathers and fathers. And I also thought there was some homophobia in there, the way they described him. Tom, that he had the lips, I think, like a full lips or something, and that he had the yellow teddy bear socks.
That's interesting.
And I think they hated that he didn't really give a shit.
Mm-hmm. In the bucket.
In the bucket.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
that's great.
He just didn't give a shit. That they
yeah,
didn't.
That's great. Okay, thank you. I'm going to leave the mics to the volunteers. There's a woman over there.
Hi. I was interested in how the stories were nested and tried to find what connected the two of them. And I started to wonder if the kind of underlying is about secrets and what happens when secrets become caustic, and that it happened in their relationship, it happened for the relationship of the other men involved, and then it happened internally in herself and was happening in the girl also, and then their relationship opened that up.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got someone back there too.
To me, this story is about marriage. So it's about it's Marcella's story and hers alone. And I think all the complexities that are within it are her complexities within the confines of her marriage, which she's just finally been released from. And I think in that release, and with the relationship with Emma that sort of comes her way at this opportune moment, she's able to reflect not only on her own life, but her understanding of her relationship within the confines of that marriage that she's been in for a very long time. And I think this newfound freedom, and I do think it's freedom, I think she's feeling very much like suddenly she gets to be a different kind of person now that her husband's gone. And so for me, this isn't a very complex story because it's all one woman thinking around all these different topics, but all related to her.
That's really well put. Thank you. I have someone up here.
Yeah, I had a sense that it was about a lot of people who are unfulfilled. So the fishermen, this was going to be their place in life, and they were supposed to be proud of it, but they never really could be. It was her. Marcella was supposed to be proud of being a married woman and having a home, and she couldn't be happy with that. She wasn't happy with that. And Emma, who came over and started up a friendship with Marcella, she wasn't happy either. She was full of self-loathing. She thought she was an accident, an accident of birth. And so there was just a lot of people being, and the only one who seemed somewhat happy was Tom Lanza, because he just did his own thing, and he just enraged them even more because he reminded them of the ways their fathers used to fish. So it was something more royal about him than anybody else.
That's great. Thank you. Several hands. Right over there.
Well, it's about salvation, isn't it? I mean, the word appears three times in the story. And, in fact, Tom Lanza does appear to be a Jesus character. He's completely separate from the rest of the community. And they don't really look up to him, but you do. I mean, when you read the story, you see that he is a sort of figure that you might respect because he's completely self-contained. And he doesn't seem to need anybody.
Could you expand on that a little bit? I like what you say about salvation and that it's a word that recurs.
Yes.
It occurs
both in the external story and in the internal story.
Right, okay. And so how are they saved? Do you have some sense of...
Well, they're not.
They don't accept their salvation.
They don't accept their salvation. They simply continue to live more and more within themselves.
I mean, it's
interesting that Bobby comes home and he can't talk about this thing at all. And you don't find out that he's Bobby until two-thirds of the way through the story. And you don't find out that the last name is Hubbard until the story's almost over. And you immediately think of this childless family named after someone who had so many children she didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you. There was someone right up here, too. And oh, goodness, they're all over.
I'm going to thank you. At the end, at the very end, when we hear, so what's the story, the sense that at least that I have is that after having kept this inside for 20-some-odd years, that Marcella is now ready to share it with someone who it was a childless couple, and suddenly a child emerges that needs a certain amount of mothering, and part of the mothering is a willingness not just to act as parent to child, but sort of equals two. So the story will be told. I can't let the moment pass without saying my favorite image in the book. The Lands of Murder is so horrific, but my favorite image was the TV set, and Marcella has this wonderful moment that she's showing it off and dancing, and they turn it on, and it's bewitched for a fraction of a second. I mean, even the line, I think, is relevant. Well, honey, that should be the last of it. 1 second later, the TV goes to dark. Seems like a symbolic representation of a marriage that maybe had a bright moment in the early days when they danced that first time. And then 30 years of some amount of darkness because of secrets and any number of other disconnections. And the light at the end, the story's going to get told, we hope, and that's going to open Marcella up.
That's a great, thank you. That was really good.
I agree that the person behind me, that lady, said that the story was Marcella's story. And on page 22, I think it's a story about regret. And she's speaking to Emma, and she says that a lot of people make mistakes, but we wouldn't change anything if we could. But she doesn't believe that at all. And I think Marcella would change a lot of things if she could. And I thought that was a...
What would she change? Can you elaborate on that?
I'm not sure she would even have gotten married to her husband as one thing. And maybe she would have stood up a little bit, been a little stronger and turned that water on, you know, for instance, connected to this, you know, the system.
Another symbol, right? I mean, there's so many great, rich, symbolic moments in this story, and that's one of them. Okay, this gentleman in the blue.
One of the things that struck me is just towards the end, there's this line where Marcella is saying or thinking, to tell would be to tell everything. And I know that when I read that, I thought that's the revelation. And of course, in the next paragraph, she starts to tell the story, and our part of the story ends. But it seems like for many of the characters, we hear the whole story behind the men who see Tom Lanza as doing the things that their fathers did that they no longer do. So it seems like that kind of very partial living is what it's about, and redemption involves taking on the whole story.
That's great, yeah. And I think that going back to the story of the comment this man made about salvation, maybe redemption, that we start having hope for that to happen when she starts telling the story. That's, yeah. Okay, I don't know where to go here. Do you want to, the gentleman back there?
I think another woman. Important theme might be the idea, going back to some of the earlier themes about group mentality, and how sometimes, you know, when in the heat of the moment, people will do things that they wouldn't ordinarily expect themselves to do. And, you know, talking about outsiders, you know, that somebody can be targeted and used as a symbol, you know, just to get things moving. And, you know, we talked earlier about, well, this is a fishing story, but it could easily happen in Nebraska or any.